from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Thanks, Seth. Now Stingley's going to walk into D'Amico's office to discuss load management like Kawhi Leonard.
Oh, yeah, I made a Kawhi Leonard. I think in terms of personality, where Kawhi doesn't seem all
very
that interested
so.
In like living the life of an NBA superstar.
Right.
I mean, he does, you know, he goes out and everything, but he's just not... he feels like a throwback in a lot of ways, except for that part of it.
Yeah.
The load management part of it is a little bit different.
Oh, I jumped on the bump in here, Ben. Sorry about that. Let's hear the highlights from last night's Astros game.
Mauricio's had some big hits for the Astros.
As he lines one into left field, this could tie the game. Here comes Chaz. No throw. We're tied up at four. Doobie does it again.
Doobie.
Here's Yiner Diaz.
Yiner hits one high. Ball. Game. His way back to the dugout, and Yiner crushed one for the winner.
Hey, bartender, I need a little extra in this one. That is a beautiful Yiner bomb.
Man, I'm not going to lie. Callis's walk-off calls have been on point this year.
Yeah.
He's really good on those.
He, yeah.
Oh, game.
Yeah.
Over. Good job, Todd Callis.
Good job, Todd Callis.
Yeah.
Also pointing out that Yordan had said something to Yiner on his way to the plate.
Right before the swing.
Right, right,
yeah.
Right. So, and Yordan had struck out on three pitches, very uncharacteristically, but saw
against,
something.
Against Astros pitching machine, Kenley Jansen.
Kenley Jansen, I get so happy when I see him come out. Kenley Jansen looked like he knew his
a little
fate.
Overwhelmed.
He's got a 5+ ERA versus the Astros. You go back to Dubon having the big hit. Like, it's, yeah. Kenley Jansen is not an Astros killer.
No, he's the opposite.
Yeah.
He's a golf tee. Just tee off on him, man. There were two big things I liked about this win last night. A win that, while it was going on, I thought, man, even if they win this game, I don't know how I'm going to feel about this. This is some sloppy baseball. Uncharacteristically sloppy, though, and I think that's the big thing. Number one, I'll get to the sloppiness in a second. But Yusei Kikuchi kind of keeping his wits about himself. Not that he's... you know, like bad Framber or something
right,
like that.
Right,
Kikuchi
right.
Strikes me as a pretty calm guy. But the fact that he was delivered so much clutter on the base paths, it was not his fault. And that he was able to keep making big pitches was really helped out by two double plays, one in the third, one in the fourth. Here was Joe Espada after the game on Yusei Kikuchi's performance.
Credit to Kikuchi. He kept making pitches. He got two big double plays, one in the third, one in the fourth. He didn't let those mistakes affect him, and he got big outs when he needed to, and our offense just kept pushing, and we just kept getting big at-bats, big hits.
Well, if you think about the Astros fielding, they're one of the best fielding teams in baseball. They're kind of like a really good quarterback who throws three picks in a game. You know that quarterback at least can make up for it.
Yeah.
So, likewise, with the Astros fielding, they get, you know, a really bad error at third base out of Whitcomb. But, like, okay, that's what you're going to get when you got a non-Bregman call-up right there.
Pena had another error.
Right, yeah. I mean, you've got a catcher playing first.
Yeah.
So Altuve gets an error that back in the Yuli days wouldn't have been... Yuli bailed a lot of guys out back in the day because he was just a hoover at first base.
Yeah.
But like,
well, Yiner, this one was a high throw.
I know.
Yiner couldn't get to because he's short.
Yeah. But Yuli would have probably gotten that out.
Oh, for sure.
So, yeah, despite all that, they're able to make up for it with their fielding in the same game.
Well, and then the catcher who's playing, the guy who's playing catcher for you instead of Yiner, sails an easy one to first base. Caratini. So they know what they did wrong. We don't have to harp on it, but that's the second thing for me, Seth. Like, this team brought its C-minus game, and they were helped out by the Red Sox. Certainly those first two runs were helped out by the Red Sox throwing the ball all over the park.
It was sloppy on both sides.
Sloppy on both sides. No, the Red Sox are not a good defensive team, so they were characteristically sloppy. The Astros were uncharacteristically sloppy. But I think when you bring your C-minus game like they did last night, they weren't great offensively either, and you win the game, sign of a good team, man. Sign of a good team. And they've won 11 out of their last 12.
It's just you look around the AL, and as the Mariners lose last night and the Astros are 5 games up on the Mariners now, the Astros are in a really good stretch when just about all of the other contenders are on a 5-5 stretch. They really, the top two teams in every division is 5-5 or worse, other than the Astros, who are 9-1 in their last 10 games, and overall, whatever that is on the stretch right now.
Yeah. They've won 11 out of 12.
Yeah. So this has been a really good couple weeks for the Astros.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways. Really, it's not just what they're doing, it's that the rest of the league has kind of hit the August doldrums.
Well, and the division, too. Yeah. AL West team record since May 1st. The Astros have the best record in Major League Baseball. If you pick any juncture from like late April, really from the time they were 12-24 on, just pick any date, chances are the Astros have the best record since whatever date that is.
Yeah, and it's been with two huge stretches. The first, when they reclaimed legitimacy, a lot of that was based on a lot of offense that you don't think is necessarily sustainable. This one feels more real because you're getting really good pitching as well. And the Kikuchi is here now, a guy that wasn't there. Verlander's coming back, so they're going to be able to go to a 6-man rotation. And all of that feels very sustainable.
Yes.
All that you feel, okay, I can project this out, and I don't need ridiculous run production all the time. We can win close games. We can even win games where we're sloppy. Kikuchi making that great play where he scooped the ball back to Caratini to get an out at home on a fielder's choice was really nice.
That was big. It was cool to see Yiner get that home run, too, because in the bottom of the seventh, we haven't talked about this, he got called out for calling a timeout a second time in an at-bat. With 2 strikes, and a lot of Astro fans are really angry about that. You know, they're like, hey, thanks, Blue being the umpire, like, thanks. Real great way to end a dramatic inning in a close game. It's like, man, like,
that's just
Yiner's
rule.
Calling
that's
a second time out. Like, no, it's one thing you can fudge the pitch clock a little bit, you know, but like if the
there's
dude.
There's no judgment there.
No, it's a quantity. It's 2, and you only get 1.
Yeah. It's like if you call a timeout as a football coach and you're out of timeouts, you're going to get dinged for it.
Penalty. Yeah. Sorry about that. So, interesting take on the text page. Keeping Bregman looks more and more important. And I'm sure that's a reference to Shea Whitcomb's error last night. Yeah, you get an appreciation. I've said this all along about Bregman, man. Like, that's the part. If Bregman's gone after this year, and I still think that's the favorite, defensively is where I think, you know, we take him for granted sometimes.
No, not.
He makes a lot of plays look easy.
Right. And he gives competitive at-bats, even in his long slumps and whatever.
He's very,
there's a lot that he brings. I think the biggest thing that the Texans have, that the Astros have working against them in retaining any of their free agents that are a part of that core of championships, is that there's so many teams out there that genuinely look at it as, all right, the playoff experience really matters. Like, we need a guy. Just as the Astros brought in veteran players in 2017 because they really felt like, all right, we need a Carlos Beltran. We need
Josh Reddick.
We need guys that just flat out have experience and be good mentors, even keels, all that.
McCann.
McCann especially.
Yeah.
I think teams out there, like the Twins, look at guys like Carlos Correa as like, okay, yeah, it's not just the production. It's with Correa especially, because in the playoffs he's been extremely good as a player in the playoffs.
A player and a leader.
And like incredibly consistent as
clutch.
A player in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But then also that little extra lanyap to add on to it. That's what teams are going to look at as Bregman. And it goes back to, I was having a discussion with somebody earlier on the text line about what the Texans might command for Davis Mills in a trade. And everybody, like, he's like, that's crazy. He's not that good, blah, blah, blah. Listen, you know what? You can't have arguments about what's rational or what's right. Was the Bill O'Brien trade a rational, good trade?
The DeAndre Hopkins, you mean?
Right, which Bill O'Brien executed.
Oh, okay, yeah, I just didn't know what you
said. When I say the Bill O'Brien trade, it's the DeAndre Hopkins trade.
Gotcha.
That's a trade that happened in the NFL.
Yes.
Bad trades, irrational trades, free agency spendings, they happen. So you can't sit and think, well, I know what Alex Bregman should be worth, so no, the Astros will be able to pay that. Some other team's going to pay a lot more than you might be willing to pay.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
And Bregman is an interesting player, because I've long said this. He is a player who's worth way more to a good team than he is to a mediocre team.
Especially if they're trying to get over the hump.
Over the hump. Yeah, absolutely. Like, the little things he does to win games resonate. I don't know why it is, but it just resonates, and it matters so much more. Like, you know, you can talk about sports and, like, okay, the difference between an 85-win team and a 93-win team is probably a handful of plays throughout the season, like the 8-10 wins. Those are the plays Bregman makes. You know, those are the defensive plays he makes. Those are the at-bats that, as you pointed out, Seth, he's working walks. Even when he's only batting .240, he's still giving good competitive at-bats. There's still always the potential, as we saw right before he went out with his elbow injury, that there's some pop for about a week or two as well, where his OPS is 13 or 1400. He's a really good baseball player, man, and a good team with a budget, a big budget, is going to pay for Alex Bregman. Now, I don't know that the big thing will be the years.
Yeah.
You know, he'll be 31 now. He ain't getting a 10-year deal. I don't know if he's getting an 8-year deal.
He's notoriously prone to sleeping on his arm wrong now.
Which we've learned. That helps the Astros out. Aside
from injuries, it's also.
If it's 6 years, if that's the number, if it's 6 years, because 5's the most they've gone. Do you do 6 years for market value for Bregman?
I think Crane showed a bit of sentimentality in giving the extension to Jose Altuve.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they did that in a really smart fashion. Altuve's making a lot less money in the last few years of that deal.
$10 million a year each the last 2 years.
I don't think Bregman would accept a structure like that. I don't think he's still... I don't think Bregman would accept a deal that was like 6 years but modified somehow. I think that Bregman's going to be the consummate businessman.
For two reasons. One, Bregman's younger than Altuve. He still views himself as... And he is, in his prime.
Yeah.
Whereas Altuve... 34. He's about to be 35. He knows which way the wind's blowing. Two, I just think Jose Altuve wants to be here more than maybe any other Astro that's entering contract.
Yeah.
I think Bregman's open to playing somewhere else. Altuve, I think, wanted to end his career as an Astro.
I could see part of it. Like, I have no idea about, you know, Altuve and how he actually feels about everything. But for Altuve, who was unfairly made the face of the being better than everybody else scandal by ESPN and other outlets, I think he's a guy where does it not seem to you like Altuve is a guy that is comfortable where he is and likes the love and everything and just the feel being in this organization his entire career? Bregman's a little bit more of he's got a cold-blooded side to him. I don't think he minds being the villain.
No.
I don't think there's any part of him that's like, you know, that I don't know. And I'm not saying it in a negative way at all. I think he's just a little bit more calculating.
I think early in his career, for sure.
Yeah.
I feel like the heel version of Bregman has been dialed back a little bit the last couple years, but it's still in there somewhere. I'm with you on that.
What's his son's name, Bregman's son?
Knox.
Knox. So your wife, Amy, had a really good joke yesterday. She wondered.
Theory, yeah.
What'd she say?
She said that maybe Bregman Bregman hurt his elbow. Maybe Knox during batting practice bounced one off of Bregman's elbow.
Just like
kid's 2 years old,
like 78, but you're not expecting it. Boom!
His kid can play.
I know,
for a 2 year old.
Is Bregman? Most athletes don't push their kids all that hard. They just kind of feel like, okay, if that's what they're into, that's what they like. You know, like that. They don't. I feel like. You think Bregman might be a little bit more...
Knox has had a glove in his crib since the time he got home from the hospital.
A little bit more Earl Woods about it,
little
though?
Bit,
or do you think he'll put pressure on him? Or do you think he'll...
Good question. Man, I don't want to put negative parenting on anybody. Just put it this way. I would bet a lot of money...
negative with Earl? It's not negative as long as it works out.
No, that's... Yeah.
Jennifer Capriati's dad.
Right, yeah. But Tiger loved it. You know, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, when you reach the breaking point where the kid doesn't love it anymore... I don't want to put
the potential
that Bregman would do that. I just feel very confident that, I feel very confident, like, 11 years from now, we'll be watching Knox Bregman in the Little League World Series in this
studio. Knox seems like the kind of kid, my nephew is like this, that is just naturally all about sports.
Yeah.
Like, my little nephew, who's 3 years old now, just, he
loves it.
They can't take him to, like, volleyball games sometimes because he's, like, screaming because he wants to be out
he's
on
hyped.
The court playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, his mom's a volleyball coach and everything, and so he gets to play with it all the time. Baseball, if he sees any kind of a ball on a TV screen, he's just stopped. And he's watching it with a much better attention span than me watching baseball.
I love that.
So I feel like Knox might be a kid like that.
I think he is. Yeah. I think he is. All right. Tua Tagovailoa took it to Brian Flores during an interview on the Dan Le Batard show. Have we had anything resembling this with the Houston Texans? I can think of at least one example. We'll let you hear it coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!